streets of cobblestone. 'Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fools said, I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell, echoed the wells of silence. People bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said, the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispering of silence.
Hello, radio friends. We're starting a little late today, but that's okay. This is WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The name of the program is Hours of Pun. My name specifically is Ryan, and this installment specifically is the Cower Hour. Now, I realize you are probably inundated with Halloween-themed music. However, there is a very good reason for that. It is because, for those of us with weekly broadcasts, this is the closest we can get to the holiday without going over. So, that being said, we have a very exciting program for you today. We're going to be examining exactly what it means to cower. How does this relate to our Halloween traditions? And how do we feel in general, just as people, about fear? Wonderful. So, first off, I'd like to get us started with a little bit of what we mean by cowering, maybe when it's exciting to be a little bit afraid. And that, of course, comes in the form of one of the most popular Halloween time songs. Maybe it wasn't intended this way at the time of its release, but I think you'll very much enjoy it. Please join me.
close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Wonderful. That was Michael Jackson with Thriller. I'm sure there were other people included on the track, because I do not think he did that laugh himself. However, their names have been lost to time or Wikipedia. Either way, they will not be announced on this program today. Now, the word cower comes from Middle Low German, which is really boring. It means that it's been in our vernacular as English speakers for just about as long as everything else in English. But that's also somewhat interesting in a way. While it does not have the most exciting origins, it does have fundamental origins, suggesting that for as long as there have been English speakers, there have been cowerers. Now, of course, this maybe conflation is not fundamental, but it is a little fun to think about. Now, cowering is, of course, you're very scared, you're going somewhere, but it's not just being scared. Cowering has a component of crouching down or hiding in fear. So, while it necessitates fear, it is more than. And the hiding is crucial to the act of cowering. So with that in mind, we're just going to get underway with some songs that highlight this distinction. The hiding, the cowering, the fear. The three becoming the one in the cower. Enjoy. In case you were wondering, I stole this song from a music video, which would explain why it sounds so poor at the beginning, but now it's on.
Taking me higher than I've ever been before. I'm holding it back, just wanna shout out, give me more. You're just a hideaway, you're just a feeling. You let my heart escape beyond the meaning. Don't even I can find a way to stop the storm. Oh, baby, it's out of my control, what's going on? But you're just a chance I take to keep on dreaming. You're just another day that keeps me breathing. Baby, I love the way that there's something short. Baby, don't stop me, hide away with me some more.
And that was a fun little technical malfunction. Anyway, the music video that I was watching was very good until it all fucked up. Well, anyway, The next thing that we're going to be listening to is also hiding themed. We were not intending to bring it in so early into the program, but that is all right. So that last song, if you did not know, was Kesa, I think that's her name, Kesa, with Hideaway. Of course, so she is hiding away with someone else. Now here is someone who is hiding in a slightly different way.
Going on, the dust has only just begun to fall. Crop circles in the carpet, sinking feeling. Spin me round again and rub my eyes. This can't be happening when busy streets amiss with people would stop to hold their heads heavy. Sweeping insensitivity of this still life. Hide and seek. Trains and sewing machine. You'll catch me around here. What you say? Oh, that you only meant well, well, 'cause you did. What you say? That it's all for the best, 'cause it is. What you say? That it is what we need. You decided this. What you say? What did she say? And notes keep falling out your mouth. Between dark news, people are cut out. Speak no feeling, no, I don't believe you. If you don't care a bit, you don't care a bit. Some notes keep falling out your mouth. Between dark news, people are cut out. Speak no feeling, no.
Wonderful. Beautiful. That was Imogen Heap with Hide and Seek. And so we now know that cowering contains an aspect of hiding. But what are we hiding from? And I know there are some of you who will say, oh, I'm hiding from my wife or girlfriend. Yes, you are very funny. However, I would recommend against hiding from the aforementioned individuals. I guarantee it will only make things worse. So what would you hide from? Well, the obvious answer in this Halloween season is monsters. So where did monsters come from? Why do we think of monsters when we think of things that are scary? Why not just getting attacked by a lion? Most of us are okay with that, comparatively. Anyway, why do we have monsters? We think that the idea comes from the Latin word monstrum, which is a portent or prodigy. It comes from monere, to warn. It comes from the birth of a creature. According to Stephen Asma, this was a ram with a single horn, which was born in Rome, and it foretold that Pericles would travel over his political rival Thucydides. That is a hard name. Anyway, he did triumph, even though they were able to prove with their fancy Roman medical science that the single horn was due to a brain defect. And this sort of idea has been moving on and propagating in our culture. We're afraid of monsters because we can't figure them out, and because they stand for something that's maybe a little bit scary that we can't quite put our fingers on. So, of course, we find that terrifying. Now, here coming up, we're going to be examining a little bit more what we think about monsters by looking a little bit more on some thoughts we've had about monsters in musical form. Enjoy. I am very, very sorry, because I am 100% sure, this being the Halloween season, you have heard this next song at least 6 times.
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a
the party had just begun.
In a
the guests included Wolfman,
in
Dracula, and his son. Wow. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Wow. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds.
Wow.
The coffin bangers were about to arrive.
Wow.
With their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's
it's pop on and it's loud.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what is said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Great. So that was Bobby Pickett's Monster Mash and Lady Gaga with her own take on the song Monster. Of course, she wrote it, so it's more of a take on the theme of monstrosity. Regardless, we have now seen how some people react to the idea of monsters. However, this is, of course, a little bit of a cop-out, because most music artists, at least pop music artists of their respective eras, are creating music for mass consumption, and a lot of people don't like being scared over the radio. However, on my own personal radio show, I am just going to say nuts to that. So, who does enjoy being scared? That would, of course, be horror program watchers. They watch horror programs because they enjoy the scare that it gives them. So, here is an artist inspired by such programs, creating music that is designed to be a little bit scary. I am excited.
Thank you.
If an earthquake suddenly shook our area, would you be ready? The American Red Cross will be there, but the best way to make your family and home safer is to be prepared before disaster strikes. Practice drop, cover, and hold on. Anchor tall furniture and your water heater to wall studs and install strong latches on cabinet doors. To learn more, contact your local American Red Cross chapter. Support the American Red Cross and change a life, starting with your own. Wow. Those last few songs were Fantomas with a little carrot over the O singing the incredibly scary Rosemary's Baby. That was followed up by Blue Oyster Cult with The Reaper with Don't Fear in parentheses in front of it. We are doing very well on this program. We're talking about fear, hiding from it, and the general act of cowering on this, our cower hour. Now, we now know what cowering is. We now know some things that make us scared, but what makes them scary? Now, we have learned from Daniel Blumstein, a psychologist biologist at UCLA, that people are very afraid of sounds produced by baby animals, these high-pitched screams, which signify to us that bad things are happening. I mean, think about it. You would not get in between a bear and her cubs. So we're playing this video clip right now. That was terrifying. That's what we're scared of. Wasn't that horrible? I'm sorry to any of you who were driving. I don't think I'm personally liable, but if I am, I'll send you a charming gift basket. Well, something that makes things scary is also ambiguity. So, if you combine ambiguity with these terrifying animal screams, for example, The Shining does this, they use actual animal screams, you can get a very freaked out audience. But it is worth noting that they will not be scared in the traditional sense, because there is no actual danger, and they know that. So while these jump scares, this suspense, this unknown, and these screams can certainly lead to spikes in your adrenaline, it will not stay elevated as if you were in an actual fight or flight scenario. So, we are afraid of masks. We are afraid of things that disguise people because we're afraid of the unknown, and we're afraid of what people can do when we don't really know what they're doing. So all of that leads to what I believe to be a personally rational fear of clowns. So here is a song with clowns in the title. Any second now.
Yeah.
don't wish away. If I ask you not to stay close, I'd only let you know where you let your senses go. Clouds all around you, it's a cross I need to bear. All this black and cruel despair, this is an emergency. Don't you hide your eyes from me, open them and see me now.
Can you see me now? Can you see me now?
Can you see? Can you see? Can you see?
Cool beans. So that was Tattoo with Clowns, in parentheses, Can You See Me Now? Question mark. And Fever Ray with The Wolf. So the first, obviously, playing off of our fear of clowns. The second, maybe wolves. Not sure, but it was a very unsettling song, wasn't it? That was off the soundtrack to the Little Red Riding Hood movie, which I have not seen, but heard was intriguing. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Now, we have what makes us scared of things, we have some things we're scared of, and we have some things we do when we are scared. However, what is it exactly that we do when we are scared? What does being scared do to us and inspire us to cower? So, one of the first things that will happen when you get scared is your body will release adrenaline. That will cause your heart to beat faster. Your muscles will then receive more blood, and your blood will even clot more easily, so that if you receive an injury from the object of your fear and or cowering, you can heal that injury quicker. Your pupils will dilate to allow you to see more. You will get a little bit of overheating, which will cause you to sweat to cool yourself down, and you will start breathing more heavily. All of these things go hand in hand to make you more alert and to make you more ready to deal with whatever situation is freaking you out so hard. So, what I heard from that when I read all of those listings was breathing. Breathing is very important if you're scared. It will help you calm down, and it will help you tense up in case there is a confrontation of some sort that you must prepare for, or in case you would just like to run away faster to go cower. Brought it back to the theme. All right, here is somebody singing a song called Breathe. I am not actually supposed to tell you the artist and song name before we start, so I'm gonna try to not do that no more. Enjoy.
Breathe easily.
That was FKA Twigs with Breathe in parentheses 3 of 4, marking the third song in as many musical episodes which had a parentheses in the title. And now I am a little bit sad. I am cowering from the end of this program because unfortunately we are running up on the terminus of our time. So I thought I would leave you with a song inspired by the number one fear in America, that is public speaking. And I thought I might conflate it with my number one fear. So here is the scariest thing I could find in any of my wanderings. Enjoy and have a wonderful week. See you next week for the Flower Hour on Hours of Pun.
Thank you for sitting down with me. Were you ever bullied?
No, I wasn't.
Has it happened that somebody has done something to you to wound you?
I try and unwound myself.
I feel like you're trying to get out of bounds.
I go hard. I go hard, hard. If I was off, I would not have gotten this far. I go hard. I go hard. I go hard.
I'm familiar.
Yes, you are. I say sit down, everybody. And they don't sit down. They refuse to sit down. They don't sit down. Sit down, everybody. And they don't sit down. They refuse to sit down. They don't sit down.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Refuse to sit down, they don't sit down. If I don't go all the way, if I don't win, it'll be a mistake. A complete waste of energy. And money, and money, and money, and money, and money, money, money. If I don't look back and say I wish I didn't do this or that, I'm not stupid, it's a fact. I never had a drink. The thing that gets me in trouble is a retweet. More killer than a tweet. I retweet, I respond to what they did to me. I'm gonna fight back, it's not a one-way street. I go hard. I go hard, hard. If I was off, I would not have gotten this far. I go hard. I go hard. I go hard.
Mr. Trump, some have suggested that you refuse to release your tax returns because of your extreme privacy concerning your hobbies.
Yes.
So, can you confirm or deny this list of personal pastimes?
Yeah, I guess so.
The fingerboarding.
I go hard.
Minecraft.
I go hard.
Podiatry.
I go hard.
Hacky sack.
I go hard.
Balloon animals.
I go hard.
Breeding cats.
I go hard.
CrossFit.
Waste of time.
Coloring.
I go hard.
Doing Zumba.
I go hard. Of time.
While you're sequencing the entire human genome.
Waste of time. Waste of time.
Cytosine.
Waste of time.
Guanine.
Waste of time.
Adenine.
Waste of time.
Thymine.
Waste of time.
All it means.
Waste of time.
Well, yo-ho.
It's gonna be a throwdown in November. Whoever sings the best will be the winner.
The God, let's get it on.
Yo, what up, yo? This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know.